Very pleased to see so many of you here today. I was looking, and I think we must have close to 2,000 of our employees in this auditorium this morning to celebrate together what truly I think is a important and memorable event, and that's our 15th anniversary. Those of you who just stood saw this agency over the last 15 years. Many of us who've only been here for a few years, like myself now going into my third anniversary, know what an important agency it is and pay tribute to you for the work you've done for an agency like this for 15 years. I think as you saw the slides as you came in this morning, you saw what this anniversary is all about. It's about you. It's about the people of EPA. And that's what that slideshow represented. It represents you and the people you saw there throughout this agency who make contributions to environmental protection. The integrity and the credibility of what our agency stands for is what we're celebrating today. I appreciate very much you, and I appreciate very much the number of you who came today to share in this celebration. I appreciate our special guests, many who are with us today, and those who were not able to make it for whatever reason, joined me often by letter or phone call and expressing their appreciation for the agency and birthday wishes for us on our 15th birthday. I'm particularly pleased that one of the guests that was a special guest that was to be here with us today, who was not able to, however, is able to join us this morning by telephone.
Mr. Thomas?
Yes.
Yes, well, I have the President of the United States for you. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Lee, I just want to interrupt here, take a moment to wish you all at EPA a very happy birthday. You know, back when I was governor of California, we took some of the most progressive steps of any state to protect our environment because we knew the value of our natural resources and that value was priceless. Well, today, you men and women at EPA have one of the most important and difficult jobs in the federal government. The fact that our air and water are of vastly better quality today than they would have been had there never been an EPA is a living testimony to your efforts. I know that you work long hours, that you're subject to constant criticism from all sides, and that at times your work may seem thankless. But clean air and clean water mean something very important to the American people. So remember, your work is more deeply appreciated than you may ever realize. And I can tell you it's especially appreciated by me. And Lee, I'd like to thank you and Bill Ruckelshaus for your outstanding leadership at EPA during the last 3 years. I know that with the type of stewardship that you bring to EPA and the excellent work that you perform, we'll continue to make steady environmental progress in order to remain America the Beautiful. So again, my thanks to all of you there this morning on this particular birthday. Happy birthday. Thank you, and God bless you all.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank all of you, and on with the party. Goodbye.
Sir.